Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's topic, there is no magic in the word feedback. Here we go. I think folks are going to be surprised maybe to hear that you don't have to use the word feedback to give feedback and still be in the Manager Tools feedback model.
Yeah, look, dude, lots of managers think that the first step of the feedback model, may I give you some feedback, is awkward, right? They haven't done it that way before. It feels too formal. A lot of managers tell us they're afraid their directs will think they're trying too hard or that they're going to be laughed at a little bit just because they've never done it that way.
Right.
Now, the issue with that, of course, is that most managers have never given feedback, and so anything could very well be met with derision. But the fact is, these fears that managers have are rarely, if ever, borne out once the manager tries delivering feedback, using the word or not. And at the same time, we understand that a lot of managers, even though they in theory get the idea behind the model, don't use the model because of fears like that. And so this guidance is designed to help the manager who still wants to give feedback, but perhaps wants to be a little bit more natural in his or her delivery. We still recommend asking first, but folks, you don't have to say the word feedback. So look, our outline is you don't have to use the word feedback. We do still recommend you ask first. We just recommend you could use a different question, and we'll give you some examples. And then make sure that if that's your question, whatever question you start feedback with, that you don't use that question for other introductions or other types of situations and conversations.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, here at Manager Tools, of course, we use the word feedback. I mean, it's our model, but folks don't have to, right? I mean, there's no real magic, you know, feedback magic in the word feedback. And just because you're giving feedback doesn't mean you have to use that word. So you can use other words.
Yeah, exactly. When we first started sharing the model through the CAS, as opposed to directly to client managers for firms that had hired us, we thought that the uniqueness of the word wouldn't be a negative. And it actually might be a positive. Having trained tens of thousands of managers on it already, we didn't have any pushback. But in those cases, the organizations, those managers we were training worked for, had already tacitly blessed our models because they had hired us to train the managers. With the podcast, we're talking directly to managers who start using our tools in all kinds of orgs, all kinds of different ways, with and without briefings. Which is bad, by the way, without briefings. But anyway, with and without any basic managerial principles in place. And look, if you know every other manager in your firm is using the word feedback, actually not using it can feel awkward too. If your boss uses it with you, you know that probably makes your awkwardness with it tolerable. Like if everybody's being awkward, then actually nobody's being awkward. And look, relatedly, if you receive feedback in the model using the word feedback, your boss says to you, may I give you some feedback, and discover that the unusualness of it wears off almost immediately, it is much easier to see yourself delivering it, getting over the, as we like to say, the McGuire hump of the horseman curve. So if you have felt uncomfortable, folks, saying the word feedback, if you feel or felt that using the word specifically is too awkward, if it's not a vocabulary word that rolls off your tongue, then don't use it. That's cool. There's nothing magic about it, like Mike said. And we have some other examples you can use below.
Okay, but before we get to the examples, let's make something terribly clear, because I'm afraid people are going to hear they don't have to use the word feedback, and they're just going to admit the whole first part of the four-step feedback model, which is asking first. You still have to ask. We recommend you do so. It's more effective.
Yeah, we recommend you ask first. May I give some feedback? Can I share something with you? Something like that before you give feedback. Basically, we don't want you to throw the baby out with the bathwater by, you know, you don't like the word, and you skip the entire step of the model, the first step. That first step, may I give you some feedback, is the only one that mentions the word feedback. But again, it's not smart to excise the word feedback by excising the entire question. Here's why. The purpose of feedback is to encourage effective behavior in the future. The point of feedback is to talk about the future behavior of the direct. 95% of managers get this wrong when you ask them, what's the purpose of feedback? What they would say, it's to talk about what already happened.
Right, to chew somebody's butt, so to speak.
Yeah.
I mean, which we say no.
Right, yeah. So we're going to talk about the future. But the only person that controls the direct's future and the direct's future behavior is the direct, not us. Look, we may influence their behavior, their future, but we don't control it. So we ask if we can talk about their future, because if we're trying to influence their future behavior, we'd better make sure they're listening or we won't have any influence at all. And look, the distinction in our approach, we believe, and it's been borne out numbers of times, of our tool is that we, or that our approach to feedback is that we focus on the future. Most managers think when they talk to a direct about something the direct did, the point of the conversation is what the direct did. But that's not ever true, if you think about it. Look, we can't ever change what our direct did if they made a mistake. There's nothing we can do about a success a direct achieved a couple hours ago. There's no sense at all, ever, in talking to our directs about what they already did, because we can't change the past. If you go into a situation and you start talking to your direct about what they did, you inherently, either you're crazy or you're going to have to admit, the reason I'm talking to them is not about what they did, but about, if it's a mistake, keeping it from happening again. The only reason to mention something that our directs have already done is because you want to have an influence on their behavior in a similar situation in the future. I mean, look, the stupid example, even if you're silly enough to scream at somebody for a mistake that you're angry about, you're still doing it to affect the future, even if your weapon of choice is fear.
Oh, maybe. Unless, you know, there are some emotionally immature managers out there who simply are mad and want their direct to know about it.
Yeah, I would argue that once they calm down, when you talk to them, they're going to say, yeah, I want them to know about it. And the reason I want them to know about it is I don't want them ever to do that again. Right?
Yeah, I guess.
But when they're mad, we don't want to try to convince them.
Yeah, and the biggest point of the feedback model, the thing that I had to learn about, the whole idea of it's about the future, it's not about the past.
Right.
And we've said it before, if you're thinking about the future and you're thinking about your direct doing it properly in the future, let's assume it's negative feedback here, right? But so if you're thinking about having the person do it differently in the future, it's hard to get angry about that, right? I mean, if you're envisioning them doing it properly,
That's exactly right.
It's hard to get angry about it. And the only time you can get angry is if you're focusing on the past.
Right.
So once you get out of the past, the rest of the model becomes straightforward. It's easy to talk to them about something they did improperly, right? Because you're talking about them doing it properly in the future, and do it with a smile on your face. And that's, if you haven't been able to make that transition in your mind, I encourage you to do so. It just makes things, it's more pleasant and it's more effective, which is, of course, the most important.
As you said to me once, which we turned into a cast, we said, if you can't chuckle when you're giving feedback, you're doing it in the wrong frame of mind. Because guys, the sign on your forehead that says, watch out, I'm your boss, I could fire you, combined with your anger directed at a direct, is toxic. It's seriously toxic. And it might feel good in the moment to chew somebody's tail, but all you're doing is just draining that emotional bank account that you've been making deposits in through one-on-ones.
Yeah. And folks, in principle, this is not hard to understand. It is sometimes hard to do. Sometimes the desire to chew somebody's butt, so to speak, is overwhelming. And we all struggle with this. We all struggle with this. So don't, if you're doing it, if you're doing the feedback model every once in a while to chew somebody's butt, don't feel bad about it. We all struggle with it. It's hard. And it's not as effective as giving feedback.
Yeah. It's hard in the sense that we need to have discipline about what we do, because that's what professionals believe about themselves, is that they're disciplined.
And control our emotions.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not complex. It's not hard to understand. It's hard to have the discipline to do it well. That's all.
Yeah.
So look, guys, if the whole point of feedback is affecting the future, which are direct controls and we can only influence, what if they're not listening when we talk to them about their future? What if they're late to a meeting? What if they just got off the phone with their spouse and they have to go leave work immediately to go pick up their kids from daycare? What if they're buried in the logic of spreadsheet that you asked them to create? It makes no sense to talk if they're not listening. So we ask first, giving them the chance to say no. And if they say no, we walk away. Because trust me, if they say no, 99% of the time they'll be back in a few hours saying, okay, what was it? Yeah. And look, guys, regular feedback like this is rare. In other words, the idea that Manager Tools championed that one of the problems that managers have is waiting until somebody's in trouble before they finally have a big conversation with them about an issue is pretty rare. I mean, lots of managers who listen to us do it, but we're just starting to scratch the surface of helping people become great managers. It's helpful to directs to know that the conversation you're having with them is a specific kind of conversation. It's about their performance. It's about their future performance, which is important enough to set it off a little bit from every other chit-chat or guidance or planning you might want to do with one of your directs. An initial question that tells them, hey, we're about to talk about your performance, or we're not going to chit-chat right now, helps them get their context for the listening that they're going to be doing in the right place.
That's right.
So that's why we ask the question. Please don't eliminate the question. Don't. It works better with it.
Yeah, you want their reticular activating system activated, right?
Yeah, you want them thinking, okay, we're going to talk about, hey, me doing the same thing over again or me changing things. I'm ready. And, yeah. And how many of us have said, gosh, I wish my boss would talk to me about how I'm doing?
Yeah. All of us.
Yeah.
So there's nothing magic in the word feedback. So let's talk about some alternatives that we know have worked. We've heard people use and it works just fine. So can you give me some examples?
Yeah. I will say this. When you say, may I give you some feedback, feedback is so different. Part of the reason we used it was when we tested it, people said it was very clear. I knew exactly what we were talking about. And because people are jealous about their own performance and making sure that the boss is clear about it, there's the benefit of you're not going to use that word for anything else. That said, for the majority of you who say, or for many of you who say, yeah, I don't like that word, here are some other examples. You could say, can I share something with you? A lot of managers like that because of their perception that sharing is a softer word than feedback. They believe it's more likely to be seen as a kind way of asking.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Can I make an observation? That usage of an observation comes across as less confrontational, according to a lot of managers. They're just making an observation. And if it's negative feedback, they're going to suggest a change.
Yeah.
Okay. The observation is you did X, and this is an outcome you may not be aware of.
Yeah, and particularly in some scientific realms or technical areas, observation has a connotation of an experiment, right?
It's experimental. Yeah, judgment neutral.
Just it's just an observation, just facts, right?
Yep, exactly. Next, can we talk about what just happened? Or can we talk about what happened this morning? Or can we talk about what happened yesterday in the meeting? Many managers feel that providing some time or location context for when and where the previous behavior occurred increases the chance that the direct will know what's coming and be more open to hearing about it. Now, this question does
maybe
come across a little bit like we're going to talk about the past. It does. And some managers say, it works for me. It's fine. My directs know what I mean. And look, second rule of the army, if it's stupid but it works, it's not stupid. So it's fine. Another one, can we talk about your performance? Now, there are some people who violently hate this one, and it surprises a lot of folks, but this level of directness is appreciated by an awful lot of directs. They want to know how they're doing. Many directs feel cheated by bosses who don't do their jobs and don't talk about performance, because if you don't talk about performance with your direct, you're not doing your job. All great bosses talk about performance all the time. Orders of magnitude more than average and poor bosses. So you're just going to say, hey, let's talk about performance. And it makes clear your behavior, the sum total of all your behaviors, is your performance.
Yeah. My guess is that the word performance has the same effect as feedback, right? I mean, the yeah. two are kind of closely related.
Yeah.
But if it works for you, I mean, yeah. look at the real issue here is not the direct. The issue is right. the space between your two ears. It's the yeah. it's the manager's unwillingness to yeah. say the word feedback. It's not the direct. So anyways,
exactly.
If yeah. that makes you, it makes it easier for you, use that.
Use that. Yeah, you're right. It's the space between the manager's ears, isn't it? That's good. Yeah. Last one we have is, can I have a word, or can we have a word? And actually, this recommendation comes from Webster Cui at our Shanghai conference recently. We have not tested this phrase the way we've tested all the others, but I'm immediately struck by its simplicity. It may not be for you. It doesn't foreshadow what you're going to talk about. Although, again, we only want to use this question for feedback. We'll talk about that in a second. Some of the others may be better for some of the rest of you, but I'm going to start trying, can I have a word? And of course, my directs will know what I'm using it for. And I 99.9% of the time have used the phrase feedback. But I'm going to see how it feels for me, in part, again, because I'm not using the word feedback. And we like to test things that we talk to our community about. And I don't know when we'll be able to test it, but I've done it a few times. And so far, it works great.
Yeah, I can see most of these working just fine, right? But the concern I have, though, is some of these questions are pretty close to what might come up in casual conversation when it's not about feedback.
Yeah,
and man, that just seems to me very confusing. Like, can I make an observation? I can see using that in other contexts, particularly in a technical environment. And man, that's going to confuse the crap out of my directs.
And in fact, that our first testing, that was a problem. Directs said, when we did not use the word feedback, other questions, particularly if the manager didn't brief her directs, other questions were confusing because the manager was choosing to use a question that was used in many other contexts in order to, I believe, essentially disguise that we were about to talk about performance.
That's right.
Using a question that had other uses, like, hey, how's it going?
That's a fairly dark way of looking at the manager's behavior, but I think it's true.
Look, we went back and we asked the manager. He says, I didn't understand it was supposed to be singular to the issue of feedback. So a lot of managers say, got a second? And I say, that's fine. It's just that you're going to use that in other situations. And the manager says, well, that's actually good. I don't want them to be expecting feedback. I'm like, dude, that defeats the whole purpose to have them two-thirds the way through and then suddenly be surprised and then have them go, oh, wait, we're talking about my future behavior.
I'm not prepared for that, right?
Yeah. So, look, if you ask, can I give you some feedback, there's no way that question is going to be used in any other situation. And it's very clear. It's very precise. But again, some of these other examples could be used in other situations. Can I have a word? Could be used to give guidance on a project. Can we talk about what just happened? Could be used to gather information versus giving feedback. Can I make an observation? Could be used to provide some insight to an ongoing discussion. But guys, whatever question you use to begin giving feedback, it doesn't matter which one you choose, or if you use several, your directs must know when you ask what you're asking. The point of this is it's a signal. That means you can't use your feedback introduction questions, like, can I have a word, in other situations that aren't feedback. Again, directs tell us it confuses them. So find one that you like, and look, it's way smarter to tell your directs, this is going to be the question I intro with. And then hopefully they'll figure it out, but you could also tell them, and you're not going to hear me use this question for anything other than talking about performance. And the simplest example I have, and it's kind of backwards for some people who know the history of performance reviews, but you don't use a performance review form to do anything other than give a performance review with your directs. You don't use a timesheet for anything other than filling out time records on a direct or on yourself. You don't use a spreadsheet to write a novel. This is just the context, but because it's a new tool, all those things are tools. Because it's a new tool, people don't recognize that tools have context. And whatever phrase you use, it needs to be a signal. Okay, we're about to talk about your future behavior. If you don't want to use the word feedback, fine. But again, just to wrap up, please ask first, use that different question. We give you some examples. And then again, that question has to be only for feedback. And really what this boils down to is the word isn't what's important. What's important is our direct understanding that we're asking about their future performance. Whether you say tomato or tomato, just make sure that when you talk about the tomato's performance, the tomato knows you're talking about performance. I mean, it doesn't matter what word you use. Just make sure it's clear. That's the key.
Okay.
Oh, come on. You got to give me, every once in a while, I get to throw a joke in.
Yes. It just shocked me.
Yeah.
Tomatoes. Okay. All right. I just have little visions of little tomatoes and tomatoes running around talking to each other. Yeah. And it's just like crazy stuff. Okay, my friend. Thanks for ending on a happy note. All right.
Take care, buddy.
See you later. Bye. Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you next week. Have a great one. So long.